Erwin's story. Erwin was diagnosed at the age of 52 with cancer involving the back of his tongue. He underwent radical surgery which involved the removal of nearly three quarters of his tongue. He had reconstructive surgery at the time of the operation, and then following surgery he required chemotherapy and radiotherapy.
It started when my dentist sent me to specialists in Chester because I've got strange or unusual white deposits in the bottom of my mouth. And then on one occasion they said that one of them or some of them had changed. So they sent me to Fazekerley. But in the meantime, a month beforehand, I'd stopped smoking on their advice. But I was getting an awful lot of mouth ulcers, so much so that I couldn't even eat. They were extremely painful. My GP said, well, that's because you've stopped smoking, because you haven't got the smoke to cauterise the mouth. And then, as it went on, the pain was extremely great, but I got a lump on my tongue, and that's when they sent me to Fazekerley. I went to see Mr. Rogers, and he did a biopsy on the lump on my tongue, and yes, it was definitely cancerous. It was just the ulcers that had been painful. Although, the pain was that great, I couldn't really say one way or the other, to be perfectly honest, where it was coming from, but it really was bad. I remember going down the motorway to see a client who was in custody on a murder case, so it was very important that I went to see him. I just had to turn back, the pain was that bad. And then I remember going to see Mr. Rogers, and he gave me the news. And I was shocked, but he was so reassuring and so helpful that it was almost as if it's, well, it's just one of those things, we'll get on with it and carry on from there. It was probably about 8 weeks between the biopsy and then the surgery. They removed about a third of the tongue, took some parts from my stomach and from my wrist, and made a new part of the tongue flap, and they took out all the back teeth on the left-hand side so that there wouldn't be a problem with the teeth on the tongue that no longer had any feeling in it, but was living tissue, obviously. It was brilliant. Couldn't believe it. I set myself a target that I wanted to be out faster than anybody else. And there was a guy who was 2 days ahead of me in the bed opposite. And he was still there after 7 days. And I persuaded them that I could eat after 6 days. And they let me go home. I got into a bit of trouble because the first morning after the surgery, I was already practicing the alphabet. And when they came round on the ward round, I said, listen, I can do the whole alphabet. Don't, you know, you might affect the stitches or whatever, but it was just, you know, determination really. I said that I had to be able to eat semi-solids by the end of the 5 or 6 days, whatever it was. So it's just like mashed potato, and I could do that. The surgery was absolutely fine. I say, I felt like nothing has happened within, I say, 3 weeks. I was back at work. And then about 8 to 10 weeks later, the chemotherapy started, and radiotherapy. And for the first 6 or 8 weeks, it was fine. I actually enjoyed going, because I knew it was making me better. It was unpleasant. Some of the protesters were quite unpleasant when they make the mask for your face. That's one to watch out for, because it's just something you don't expect. It was fine until I started having it twice a day, and that was murder, absolute murder. By the end, I think it was about 2 weeks, I was begging them to stop. I just couldn't stand the pain. And they stopped, because there's just nothing more they could do. But then came the great news that the cancer had gone, and I'd hoped from then onwards that it would be uphill. But unfortunately, I then got very, very ill with pneumonia. It wasn't very pleasant. I was very poorly indeed. I've had a lot of complications with mine because I had quite invasive cancer of the lymph glands. So I had to have the maximum dose of chemo radiotherapy, and for the last 12 months, I'm afraid the symptoms have become getting worse rather than better. So, as far as I'm aware, it's a question of time. I had a very cavalier attitude towards the sorts of things that they said would affect me, and how it would affect me, particularly chemo radiotherapy. I don't know, probably 30% of my job is speaking in courts, etc. So I have to concentrate hard and make sure that people are understanding what I'm saying to them. But I've had no problems at all. People have been great, absolutely marvellous. I've had absolutely no adverse reaction from anybody at all. Nothing but help and sympathy. I'd also point out this is a brilliant thing for cementing personal relationships. My wife and family have been absolutely brilliant. You never realise what you've got until something as bad as this happens, which is quite remarkable. But I can say to anybody quite clearly, you only remember the good times and the bits where you have to smile about it. You don't remember the bad times. It's incredible what the human body can put up with.